international observers spoke positively today about the conduct of last week's referendum on independence for southern Sudan. A monitoring group led by former President Jimmy Carter said the referendum was broadly consistent with international standards. The vote almost surely paved the way for secession. And as we heard earlier, the people of southern Sudan are already celebrating. The BBC's Fergus Nichols spoke with some southern Sudanese musicians in London. They had voted from afar and were expressing their joy in song.
Less than an hour after registering their votes for separation, this quartet of southern Sudanese singers is little short of exuberant. But the song they choose to sing, in their own Dinka language, sprinkled with Arabic, is a traditional song of war. Can this be appropriate? Thomas Mawan Mortat and Elizabeth Makongo insist it certainly is.
Our culture, if you go to fight with someone, you have a special song for that day.
Yeah, basically what she's saying is if you go to war, you sing it. It's called Kong. So you sing it, and sometimes you sing it before you go to raise the morale, and sometimes you sing it after the victory.
Of course, the name Garang cropped up quite frequently in the song.
Garang and Kir and everybody.
Yeah. So you're name-checking the important figures in the struggle of the South.
Yeah. Even though traditionally Dinka wars are tribal wars between different Dinka sections or Dinka Nuer, but when it took the national form with Southern Sudan versus North Sudan, then the same song still represents the same symbols.
And how does that song work on a day of hope for the future, a day of hopefully peace and a new South?
For example, I mean, some of the words were, you know, Southern Sudan has happily become a country.
So you can sing a song of war on a day of peace?
Yes.
Yes, I mean, yes,
that to
it's true. It's
to
true.
Remind people that we've been in a
it's
war.
It's celebration as well. It's after the war as well.
For the lead singers in the Dinka vocal quartet, swapping defiant songs of war for a gentler tale of a traditional southern-style wedding, there's a similar sense of hoping for the best. A young woman like Abuk Deng Deng has known little but conflict in her lifetime. Will this referendum be the turning point?
I hope to live in peace in a country I can call myself as a first citizen, not a second citizen. And I'm very happy indeed.
Sudanese musicians there in the BBC's London studios with Fergus Nichol of The World Today. You can watch their performance at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.